All right, guys, so we're in lesson four, Jesus and Moses, we're going to talk about. We're going to look at Hebrews chapter 3, verses 1 to 19. Now, let me just kind of help everybody to understand what we're going to be looking at, why we're going to be looking at it. So if you remember, who can tell me, who is this book written to primarily? I mean, this letter, who's it written to? Okay, Messianic, we would call them Messianic Jews today, but Jews who were followers of Christ, okay? Because in the church at this time, most of them were, the church was mostly Jewish, okay? So for Jewish believers, all right, because they're thinking about doing what? Anybody know what they think they're going to be doing? Well, they're thinking about going back to the law, yeah, instead of living a life of faith in Christ, yes. And so, in fact, what that's called is apostasy. They're thinking about apostasy, walking away from Jesus as the Messiah, going back to the old way. Now, does anybody know why they're thinking about doing that? Can you remember what I said was the reason why they were thinking about doing that? Okay, what would you say? Who? I heard somebody over here. Okay, they don't, but there's a reason why they're thinking about going there, and you said it, Brad. Persecution, because they were facing persecution. Okay, so, and that's kind of hard for us to understand. So, you know, we live in a community, and we have our clans that we get with, and we get our, I mean, we're getting ready to get into warmer weather, so of course, there are family reunions, right, and so forth. That's real big in our area. People get together with their clans and do stuff. We're going to be doing something with our family this evening down in Indiana County. But their kind of culture, we don't really understand that because their culture is a lot more close-knit. And if you were shunned, we use an Amish word, shunned, right? You know, we couldn't care less if one part of our family doesn't like us anymore. But in their culture, it meant a big deal. You were separated from the community. So think about the Amish. The Amish are the same way, right? When they discipline someone, they shun them. That's what, they cast them out. They can't have anything to do with the community until they, what, quote, repent, all right? This is the same kind of culture. So the pressure is big. They've been cast out of the synagogues. They've been cast out of the community. They're enduring intense pressure from their fellow Jews because of their belief in Jesus. So they're thinking about going back. So our writer so far has been focusing on helping them to see why they shouldn't. So he starts off chapter 1 talking about who Jesus is, God. Talks chapter 2 about the suffering, okay, that he endured for this great salvation, okay? The great salvation that you and I have experienced. Now he gets into chapter 3, and what he wants to prove to them is that Jesus is greater than Moses. Because to the Jew, how great is Moses? Yeah, he's the one who brought them out of Egypt, right? He's the one who gave them the law. He's the one who set up what they're doing. And so in their mind, there's no greater prophet than Moses, right? Now, what the author of Hebrews is doing, he's going to want to show how Jesus is greater than Moses, which ultimately means he's greater than the law. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to try and find some application for you and I. You say, well, we're not Jews. No, but do you ever have a tendency to look at your spiritual life based upon what you're doing? And whether or not you are doing, quote, the things that God wants you to do and whether or not he will accept you. That's a law. We have another term for it we've used for years called legalism, right? Legalism. All right, so let's take a look here. Let's first of all look at verses 1 to 6 where he talks about greater than Moses. Jesus is greater than Moses. Look at what he says in verse 1. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God.